et hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois.
This is HDN.
A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc.
Hey, it's the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa. Welcome to whatever the hell day this is, because we're recording them all in advance.
This is kind of cool. Boston Pizza's doing this. Numinus, Sackville, and Yarmouth locations. If you book your holiday party at those three Boston Pizzas, 10% of the sales will go to the IWK Health Center.
That's a great idea. That's Jim Treliving right there, one of the dragons. He knows how to raise money and raise awareness and also help out local charities because he's right into that. So, great idea.
Hey, David Miles, his star just keeps getting brighter.
Yeah.
His song, When It Comes My Turn, was featured the other night on NBC's show Parenthood, which is like...
That's big. Yeah, that creates a lot of buzz.
Mm.
When your song is featured on a show, so many people, Sons of Anarchy does that now, and even Breaking Bad was one of those. They would play older music, but it was like Tommy James and the Shondells, and pretty soon the next day, everybody's going, what was that Crystal Blue Persuasion song that nobody had even thought about for decades? And then they put that on the show, and you know, next thing you know, it's going up to the top five downloads on iTunes or something. It's that can really make you.
And I think David Miles' song that he did with Classified, Inner Ninja, I think that was featured on a U.S. television program as well.
Yeah.
So definitely David Miles getting his name out there. And
then pretty soon you just, like Vonda Shepard did, you put out her songs were always on Ally McBeal.
That's
and then
right.
She put out an album called Songs from Ally McBeal because she had so many songs that were featured on the show that she could put out a whole album from it.
You know? And you know what? It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. I have to say, David Miles, one of the nicest musicians that I think I've ever crossed paths with. Gotta love this. Halifax Retails posted this quite a while ago, but it's still quite timely, especially if you're going to Costco in the coming days and weeks. This is reading the Costco price tags. So if the price of the item ends in a certain number, it means something. For example, any price that ends in 99 is in 99 cents. It means it's an everyday item at an everyday price.
Mm-hmm.
If it ends in 49 cents... then usually it's a manufacturer's offer. If it ends in 79 cents, it's usually one of or test items that they have on the shelf. A manager special ends in 97 cents. If it's 97 cents with an asterisk, then it means the item is discontinued and that's likely going to be a really good price. This is just for Costco, mind you. I don't know how other retailers set things up. And if it ends in just 00 with an asterisk, it means very limited stock left. So don't delay if you're dilly-dallying about picking up that item. Don't wait a second, because chances are by the time you make that swoop around to the produce section and come back, it's going to be gone.
Much like those free samples that they give out.
Exactly.
I've come to the conclusion, I know I've ranted about this before, but when they do those free samples, they don't really give a damn if you try the free samples. They're only there to strategically block you in on the aisle so you spend more time and you don't just whiz through the store and grab what you want.
Oh, God.
They slow everybody down so that you end up shopping more. I bet you that's why they're there, because they're all strategically located at the end of each aisle.
Yes.
But not at the end of the aisle facing the large, big, wide superhighway aisle. No, they're at the end of the aisle facing in to more or less cause a log jam of shopping carts and old people in every single aisle that they're in.
Shopping carts and old people.
That's right. Just an observation. And it just drives me insane. Okay, here's another observation. And I've been wanting to say this for a long time. Oh, yeah. Here's
rant
my
rant. Rant alert.
This is a rant. If you are stocking shelves in a store, I want you to remember one thing. We live in Halifax, Nova freaking Scotia. So if you think it's cute, if you think it's adorable that because we live in Canada, we have French on one side and English on the other, and you're going to put every single box facing outwards with nothing but the French side on it, it's not cute. It's annoying. And it took me years to realize how freaking annoying it was. I love the fact that we live in a bilingual country.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish to God I was bilingual. But when I'm starting to look at riboflavin and hydrogenated vegetable oils and things like that on a package, I'd like to be able to look at it and see it. And I don't know what the hell that is in French. There are people who actually do that. And I know they go out of their way to do it, because I have looked and I've seen... seen every single container of whatever the hell it is with the French side sticking out. Well, we're not in Quebec, and we're not in France. We're in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Put the freaking English side on there, or leave it to chance and put whatever side you want, because odds are it's going to be 50-50, and you're at least going to, if you see one product that's French, you move over to the right one, and the next one will be English.
So you got a problem with flacon de maize?
Flacon de and maize soufflé. And like, I know, I can figure it out, but when you're looking for ingredients, or you want to actually see what the hell is in something, you look for the English one. It's convenience. And the other thing that bugs me, and this happens at Superstore all the time, they say 50% off. They will put the 50% off sticker right over the goddamn ingredients.
Oh, okay.
Like, so you've got this thing of what looks like purple tomatoes, and you're going, that's a strange looking item. What the hell is that? It's 50% off. I know that. And then they've stuck the 50% right over the description of what the hell that item is. And I'm not going to buy something that I have no idea what it is.
Oh, come
and
on. Then I be look, adventurous.
And I'm thinking, okay, you know what? They probably randomly did that. And they just stuck the 50% over, you know, the labels. And I just got a bad one. I look through them. Every single one of them is covering up the description of the product with that 50% big red label that they put there. The person does it on purpose, and he does it to bug me. No, you know what?
Cut him some slack. He's making minimum wage, and he's working at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he's got to get his jolly somehow.
Exactly. That's the one little fun thing that he's got. Hey, I'm going to get these 50% off stickers, and I'm going to cover up the description of whatever the hell is in this plastic thing. That's funny. That's really freaking hilarious. It's not funny. And it's the same person that goes, I'm going to take this flat of cereal and I'm going to face them on the shelves so that every single one of these 400 boxes is French facing out. They do it on purpose, because if you leave it to chance, there's no way in the world it would have been like that. You're looking at me like I'm insane. Really bugs me. And it's taken so long because... That's the thing. I don't notice it right away. I don't walk into a store and go, look at that. There's a bunch of French stuff in this aisle. I don't do that at all. But after you get really frustrated, after about the third or fourth item where you're going like, ah, geez, and you have to actually pick it up and then turn it over. And a lot of these things are heavy freaking boxes too. And we're not just cereal boxes, but like, it's like a blender. I wonder what attachments come with the blender. I don't know. There's a bunch of French words here, but I don't know what the French equivalent of dough hook is. So I'm going to have to look at the English side. So you go and you pace around the thing and you look for one that has English facing out, and they have strategically placed all of these boxes so that even if you walk around, it's French, and you literally have to reach up and pull out one of these heavy things and turn it around just to see the English side.
Now, here's a question for you. I wonder, under Quebec's language laws, whether they are forced by law to make sure that all products facing out from the shelf have the French facing.
Here's a great idea. If, in fact, that is a law, we've got some perfect people that work here in Halifax that you could hire. They could go to Quebec because they're really good at doing that.
We've got a pretty rich French culture here in Halifax.
We do. And that's why we have French on one side and English on the other. So that if you randomly put these boxes up there, everybody is happy.
You got a 50-50 shot.
You got a 50-50 shot, even though the ratio of English to French is nowhere near 50-50.
No, true that.
I'm willing to accept 50-50. But when some asshole decides that he's going to be a jerk and put nothing but, you know, I like seeing snap, crackle, and pop. I don't like seeing crick, crack, crock. And by the way, if you look up the word crick, crack, or crock, they do not mean snap, crackle, or pop. I don't know. They're just renaming things now. Anyway, but I'm off on a tangent there. But obviously, these people are doing it for a reason. They're putting the stickers strategically to cover up information that we need. And they're putting the French sides out. Thank you very much. End of rant. And I feel so much better because that one has been festering. And the last few times I've noticed that, I've gone, oh, I got to talk about this on the podcast. And I've completely forgotten about it until now.
Sorry, I dredged that up.
So what were we talking about? The prices. Yes. That's great. That's valuable information, Lisa. Thank you.
It is valuable the next time you're at Costco. You want to know if that pallet of toilet paper you're buying
you mean
is discontinued.
Papier de toilette?
That's right.
Jeez. And that's it for this edition of the Halifax Daily News. Hopefully we'll be back again tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes. That way it'll be downloaded automatically onto your phone whenever we put one of these new podcasts in there. And it could be tomorrow.
And you won't have to wait until then.